Tyndale Audio presents Shadowed, The Final Judgment by Jerry Jenkins. Narrated by Steve Siever. At the conclusion of World War III in the fall of 2009, it was determined by the new international government in Bern, Switzerland, that beginning January 1 of the following year, the designation AD, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord or after the birth of Christ, would be replaced by P3, post-World War III. Thus, January 1 AD 2010 would become January 1 P3. Shadowed takes place 37 years later in 38 P3. What has gone before? After the Third World War, a so-called holy war that results in the destruction of entire nations, anti-religion, anti-war factions topple nearly every head of state, and an international government rises from the ashes and mud. Religion is outlawed around the world in an attempt to eradicate war. The United States is redrawn into seven regions and renamed the United Seven States of America, USSA. The president deposed and the vice president installed as regional governor, reporting to the International Government of Peace in Bern, Switzerland. When he completes his graduate studies in religion, Dr. Paul Stepola's wife, Jay, urges him to pursue work with the National Peace Organization. Her father, retired Army General Ranald B. DeSenti, had helped build the NPO from the ashes of the FBI and the CIA. Paul slowly works his way up in the organization. When the NPO initiates a new task force, the Zealot Underground, to expose and eliminate religious influence in the USSA, Chicago NPO Bureau Chief Bob Kuntz taps Paul as a key member. Paul becomes enmeshed in the NPO's covert operations. He is the decorated sole survivor of a raid on a house church in San Francisco, where he shoots and kills the leader, a widow. In a Texas investigation of oil well sabotage, he witnesses the stoning to death of an underground Christian. In a subsequent oil field fire, Paul loses his sight. While recovering, Paul meets Stuart Strait Wraith, a volunteer at the hospital and, unbeknownst to Paul, a secret believer. Paul asks his superiors for the contraband New Testament on disk so he can brush up on the beliefs of his targets, should he ever be able to see and work again. His exposure to Scripture and to Strait led to his conversion and the dramatic restoration of his sight. Paul cannot tell Jay, fearing she will tell her father and expose Paul to the death penalty. Strait introduces Paul to the leaders of the Christian underground, one of whom, codename Abraham, challenges Paul to become a double agent, staying in the NPO while secretly aiding the resistance. Paul is able to appear committed to the NPO by arresting phony people of faith, but his true allegiance is put to the test in a major operation in Los Angeles. Paul is suspected and nearly found out as he secretly works with underground factions to protect them from genocide by the NPO. In the end, they pray for God to judge their enemies with a drought that affects everyone in L.A. except true believers. Following three horrific terrorist attacks in Europe spearheaded by a man claiming to be a Christian believer, Paul is sent overseas to thwart him. There, Paul secretly engages with underground believers and determines that the terrorist is not, in fact, a person of faith. Though Paul is suspected of treason, followed and monitored, his role in eliminating the terrorist buys him time and temporarily squelches.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?